Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
This is the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, your source for reliable disaster preparedness information.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station, its management, sponsors, or other hosts. If you have any comments or suggestions about this program, please contact us at radio@usaebn.org. That's radio@usaebn.org.
Seems like a thousand years since we had real fears, but the old ones won't forget. These broken levee walls had a few close calls, but they haven't fallen yet. And you know the rain coming, the rain coming, all your days and all your nights, it brings a storm on you. When the sun beats down and it bakes the ground, and you watch the rich land die, such a vicious drought, even hope's in doubt, but there are no clouds in the sky. But you know the rain's coming, the rain's coming, all your days and all your nights, it brings the storm on you. When you feel the first drop fall, when it kisses your skin, the storm will begin to bring with it promise of change. When you hear the thunder roll, the lightning's begun, the flood will come to wash out the things that remain.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what?
Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This program is brought to you by NebShip Shop. NebShip Shop is your online source for survival supplies and information. Operating in Madison, Wisconsin, NebShip has been supplying only the serious of preparedness enthusiasts worldwide since 2011. We feature high-quality, American-made products from High Water Filters, Firebox, Gear to Survive, NOAA Radios, and LifeStraw. Find us online at shop.NebuchadnezzarShipWorks.com or just do a Google search, NebShip Shop. We ship immediately and proudly serve service members overseas as well as international shipping. We ship to APOs and FPOs. Nebuchadnezzar Shipworks is a proud partner of this show and USA Emergency Broadcasting Network. And remember, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path.
Check us out online, nebshipshop.com, NebShipShop.com. We're also on the Facebook and the Twitter at NebShipShop. Sustainable survival.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Check, 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 check. Level one. One level. Level
it's
one.
It's a central tendency in government to plan for the normal. And disasters aren't normal. They're going to be overwhelmed. They're not going to be ready for it.
People are going to die. And there isn't a whole lot we're going to be able to do about it. They're saying that we're 9 meals away from anarchy.
Welcome to a new Gear to Survive Radio here on USA Emergency Broadcasting Network. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch us also. All of our podcasts are available on Spreaker. That's Spreaker.com, or if you have the Spreaker app for your iPhone and iZombie device, or Windows, Droid, whatever. Spreaker, just look up Gear, the number 2, Survive, just like the name of the show. Gear to Survive Radio, also available on our 24-hour radio stream. That's at usaeben.org. I'm usually joined. My name is Andre, by the way. I'm with NebShip Shop and USAEBN. Usually joined by Mark from our Southern Regional International Headquarters in Georgia. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's going on down there? Riots? Protests? Burning of Trump effigies? What's happening?
We ain't got that type of problem over here. They ain't putting up with that down here. We're in the South.
We're in the South. That's right.
Yeah, we ain't got no crap going on like that. I think they had like 100 protesters, maybe 50 in Atlanta.
Oh. Yeah, well, last week's episode of Gear to Survive, we did the Election Day episode and had no idea how it was going to end up. Kind of interesting. A new America out there, for sure.
Yes, it is. We have a changed country coming up.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's going to be very
that's
interesting.
Fine.
He's arguing with the Chinese already. It's going to be very
good,
interesting.
Good, good. Yeah, we need all
and,
the enemies we can get at this point.
And Donald Trump saw my Facebook post earlier, my video on the U.S. Post Office. He has called me for a meeting to the White House.
Oh, yeah. I shipped some books down to sometimes Mark and I trade information and products. We barter a lot. Anyway, so I sent him some books, and I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to save him some money. I'll send it media mail because it's books. And there was a couple of board games in there, role-playing games, but mostly books, almost 90% books. So apparently that's subject to inspection by the U.S. Postal Service, and it was inspected, oh boy, because Mark's on a list. So
I guess I
am. $24 extra dollars at the post office today
so
to get an open box that was 90%. Yeah.
Just to ship it, because you paid $10.95 and I paid $24.95.
That's crazy. So they charge you like...
You know, here's the largest United States government employed part, and it's in the red
what?
Year after year after year after year, and no matter how the employees treat you like crap, they're always got a job.
Well, it's like the DMV. They're just unhappy, and they just want everybody to be unhappy. I get it. They're still the cheapest, but you know what? I'll move on. At least you're not in New Zealand. Did you hear about New Zealand on Monday?
They had a 7.5 earthquake.
Yeah, it was originally 7.8 magnitude earthquake. There's been over 100,000 landslides since then, and multiple thousands of aftershocks at this point. Some crazy stuff going on in New Zealand. This happened on Monday. wow. According to Associated Press, New Zealand sent military helicopters and two Navy ships to rescue about 1,000 tourists and hundreds of residents who remained stranded. People are being cut off, dude. Like, seriously, there's a picture. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. But there's a picture of a bunch of cows. And a
yes.
calf, like, after the earthquake, they're stuck on their own little island. They're like, hey, what happened? But there's actual people that are stranded as well. The earthquake was struck just after midnight on Monday, killed two, and triggered a small tsunami, also knocked out water supplies and sewer systems in Kaikoura, which is a coastal town. Landslides made roadways impassable and leaving people with no easy way out. Yeah, they're choppering people out of there like they're stuck on a hill, but they're not. They're just... Their land was separated from the rest of the coast. God, that's got to be a tough feeling. Hey, Ma, is that an earthquake? You step outside and you'd fall in the ocean. Crazy. Yeah, if you see the cows, it's from Sky News on Twitter. Two cows and a calf, like, all stuck on the edge. USGS reported the quake occurred 14 miles below the surface near the South Island. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said a tsunami was generated, measured about 8.2 feet above normal tide level. A 1.4-foot tsunami was measured near Wellington, just up the coast. Aftershocks continue to rock the nation. Utter devastation. At least 20,000 were evacuated from coastal communities following the quake, says Civil Defense Authorities New Zealand. This is all weather.com. And, one thing that we try to talk about preparedness around here, and earthquakes are something that you really can't predict so much, but if they start happening in big ways, they start happening in other places too. So there was a 6.5 earthquake in Argentina, which is not near New Zealand, but it's on the same kind of plot line latitude wise and then also a quake 6.2 quake in Japan. So hey, if you live in California, you already know this, that you're in a quake zone, all of California. I don't care where you live in California, either near a volcano or a fault line or the coast or something or in a big city. But for those of you in the rest of the country, if you're near a volcano or a fault line, it'd probably be a good idea to have a bug-out bag or a preparedness kit for earthquakes or if just the power goes out. You know, if the power goes
out
for 2-3 weeks.
People are
some pictures
right
from
now,
there. There's like big cracks in the roadway.
Because Trump won the election, they're thinking they don't need to bug out or nothing like that.
I think it's going to go the other way.
A bug out is not because of your political views.
No.
To
be safe, let's just call it that. I mean, whatever you think safe should be. In this situation, we're talking about earthquakes. I don't think the Trump election is the reason to bug out. But, hey, if you want to go to Canada, that's fine. Hey, have you noticed that all those celebrities that said they were going to leave the country if Trump got elected, they're still here? I thought they were leaving.
Yeah, they're not.
And how come none of these celebrities said that they were going to go to Mexico?
They're
all
going
to go to Canada. What's wrong with Mexico? Idiots. Dude, it's telling you.
It's ridiculous. Hey, Al Sharpton was going to go.
Yeah, I don't think he left yet. If you want more information about, preparedness for earthquakes, you can go to our page, usaebn.org, and on that page you'll look under community readiness, and that'll be a tab that drops down, and just look under earthquake and tsunami preparedness. But yeah, I think people are going to start, prepping a little bit more this year, coming up 17, or even the last half of 16, just because, why not? You can always find, sustainable survival products at nebshipshop.com, N-E-B-S-H-I-P-shop.com. And for all your bladed accessories, edged tools, you can check out G2SKnives.com, one of the sponsors of this show. That's Gear to Survive on the web, G2SKnives.com. And if you're looking on Facebook, and I know you are, because that's where you get all your news, right, Mark?
That's right. Well, not really, but Facebook is shutting down all those news media outlets.
It's part of the global conspiracy.
Yeah.
Did you know that Russia was talking to the Trump campaign all during the campaign? So that got leaked today.
I think that's hilarious. I really don't care. It's not against the law.
I know. We're not at war with Russia.
You know what? I was waiting for China to start sending WikiLeaks stuff.
We're not at war with Russia.
No,
we're not.
No.
We're not at war with Russia. We're
right
not at war with China. We're not. Sorry.
You know what?
Hmm.
And I think it's hilarious. Did you see my picture where I put Putin where he's smiling and chuckling? It says, chuckle Sovietly.
That's crazy.
That was a great picture.
I saw one with Putin like shoving his face full of popcorn, and it says, meanwhile
yes,
in Russia.
Yes, I saw that.
Do you know he's an alien clone? There's like five versions of Putin, so you never know which one you're going to get. Plus, some say he's not from this world, that he's actually a plant from the ETs. Put that in your pipe and smoke on it, college boy.
That's funny. I got to show this picture. I got to send this picture while we're on the phone.
Okay.
You're gonna love it.
I'm gonna try. I disagree with there's some media outlets that are coming out and like, well, a lot of people are getting their news from Facebook, and that's why the election went that way. I'm like, you know what, dudes? Hey, mainstream media. This is a call out to mass market media. Hey guys, if you were reporting the truth, I'd tune into your show. If you weren't paid to tell me the wrong things about polls and news and not report on earth changes or anything, if I wanted to hear disinformation, I'd watch CNN or Fox News for that matter, or BBC, all of them. They're only owned by like five companies anyway. The media news outlets get paid to tell you what they're paid to tell you. So now they're crying about, oh, you shouldn't get your news from Facebook. You know what? It's better. It's more truthful than the mass market media. Swear to God, people are crazy, and chemtrails are real. So get over it. All right.
Oh yeah,
sorry.
Definitely. No, you're fine.
Okay.
That's funny. So
well,
we
if I get
opened
out
up
and they start crying about stuff, I'm like, stop your crying. First of all, secondly, get some bug out bag supplies from nebshipshop.com. Get over yourself. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, wait till you get this picture here in a minute. You're
okay.
Going to love this.
Right.
Here it went.
Okay.
That
well,
is
I don't
how
have my phone right. Okay, great. Well, I hear my phone. Well, whatever. You're listening to Gear to Survive Radio here on USAEBN. I don't know if we're award-winning, but we're trying
real
hard.
We're award-winning.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We try not to talk about politics too much. Mark and I have been doing this show for quite some time, and we always welcome feedback from our listeners and our viewers. You know, if you're watching it on whatever, your phone. I guess it's not a video, but there's pictures. So, hey, if you want to be on the show, Let us know on the Facebook machine or Twitter, whatever. Give us a send us your digits. If you want to talk about something like survival or prepping, you know, still can say prepping, right? Or if you want to build a wall. If you want to build a wall around Wisconsin, give us a call.
You know,
we'll set up
Wisconsin was part of the blue wall that they knocked down.
Oh, yeah. I want to build the wall between Wisconsin and Illinois.
No, Minnesota. Did Minnesota go Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Wisconsin flipped, and they're still counting in Michigan.
That Michigan's going to go to Trump.
And California wants to secede from the Union and break up into five countries. So they can have fun out there. They're going to break up into five pieces anyway after the pole shift. So San Andreas will go and all those volcanoes will start. Arizona Bay. Tim's going to have lakefront property or oceanfront property out there in Arizona after the pole shift. Then
right.
Nobody's going to care. What's Trump going to do about pole shift? He can't even, you know, buy hats from the United States.
So that was fake.
What?
It was fake, that picture thing. What do you call it? They said that I'm trying to think.
Good.
Thing with the hat, that was somebody that made some overseas.
Okay. Were they embroidered in the United States? At least something was done in the United States, hopefully. I think they're just in it for the cash. I swear.
Yeah, I think so. But that's all that was. I saw it on Facebook and I was like,
That's where you get your news. That's what I'm telling you.
What's that?
The news. That's where you get your news, off the Facebook.
You take the blue pill. You take the red pill.
The story ends.
You
wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the Trump rabbit hole goes. That's all right. ET will come and figure it out. It'll be fine. I'm actually not that worried about what's going to happen in the United States. I'm more worried about what's going to happen in California when they leave the Union. Where are all those hippies going to go?
I'm not sure. I hope they fall off Earth. Funny.
I have a hippie joke. We can upset some of our listening base. It's a dirty hippie joke, so regular hippies are fine. This is just dirty hippies. Why do dirty hippies wear patchouli oil, Mark?
Why?
So that even then can piss off. Okay. Why do dirty hippies wear patchouli oil? And then you say,
not
why?
Not sure.
So they can even piss off blind people.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
patchouli oil stinks. Blind people can't see the hippies. Right. Patchouli oil, you probably wear it. Mark started his college career recently. He's wearing patchouli oil and smoking clove cigarettes.
You're funny.
Big volcano in Mexico today. Klima.
I tell you, tell you some cool news.
What's up?
Better than Ecuador. We had the city officials come through our shop a little while ago to look around to see how we were doing. They had a big city downtown development thing.
What?
I'm not part of it. And we have a 2,000 square foot warehouse we're building holsters in now.
Wow. What were they doing at your shop? Did you that's because you're on a list. So they wanted to make sure that you weren't a prepper?
Folks, I blasted the post office.
Now you're on a list. You know what going postal means, right? It's not like a party.
Yep.
You're on a list. Oh, man. You messed with the post office. They're opening your packages and stuff. That's crazy.
I'm so mad about that crap. That's a bunch of crap. I'm just furious about that. Then they still haven't returned my 100 knives they lost, bastards.
100 knives? What happened?
Yeah, I had 100 knives shipped my brother a while back. And they lost it. And I got all the tracking stopped in Atlanta and never came to the next city. And they just treated me like crap on that. they're saying it broke open. I said it couldn't have broke open. I'm like, how do you know it broke open? How do y'all determine that? It's a long story.
Wow. How big is your post office? Not that big, huh?
No, it's not.
Like, do they know you if they go in? If you go in there, it'll be like, oh shit, here
yes.
comes.
Yes,
here comes
scared
of
like,
spot. Here comes Knife Boy, another lost shipment. Now he's trying to smuggle books.
I know. Smuggle books.
Smuggling books down to Georgia. They're like, no, books down here, son. No, comic books are fine and porn, but not that stuff. That's got big words. Get that crap out of here. And then they open the package and light it on fire with gasoline. That's the deal we made with you guys when you won the, or I'm sorry, when we won the big Civil War. We're like, all right, no more slavery. And the South was like, well, do we have to read books? We're like, no, you're fine. So that was the compromise.
Was it a compromise? I just tell the guys down here, hey, we're living in conquered territory. We planted our flag here. Pisses them off really fast. Yeah,
right on.
That comes over well.
You're listening to Gearside Radio here, USA EBN.
This is the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, your source for reliable disaster preparedness information.
Has Nibiru returned? If so, how safe is your location? In partnership with ZetaTalk.com and ThePoleShiftNing.com, USAEBN will present what this means for your location. Tune in the first Monday of each month for the Situational Preparedness Broadcast. Sinkholes, mountain building, and tidal waves and deluge. What does this mean for you?
All the latest Planet X and Pole Shift information, first Mondays, USAEBN, exclusively Zeta Report, USAEBN, and Nancy Leader on YouTube. Look it up.
Hi, I'm Matt Fitzgibbons from PatriotMusic.com. Since 2005, I've been writing award-winning rock that celebrates America's founding principles and the men and women who defend them. If you agree that the simple but timeless ideas in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights offer the solutions to our problems today, and you like good music, come on over to PatriotMusic.com. You're listening to the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, USAEBN.org.
America's wounded warriors are coming home. After serving on foreign shores, these brave men and women are returning to their families and communities. Many have wounds you can see, and many have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Now that these warriors are back home, they are ready to enter the civilian workforce. To help, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These extraordinary men and women bring proven world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork to the job. And to ensure the right warrior finds the right job, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right match. When you hire a wounded warrior, you hire an intelligent, talented, and committed new employee. Contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
This is the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, your source for reliable disaster preparedness information.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station, its management, sponsors, or other hosts. If you have any comments or suggestions about this program, please contact us at radio@usaebn.org. That's radio@usaebn.org.
Welcome to Gear to Survive Radio, exclusively on USAEBN. We are live, and you can catch us on our main page, www.usaebn.org. That's our 24-hour radio feed. You can also catch us on the Spreaker machine. If you have the Spreaker app, just look up Gear, the number 2, Survive. That's Gear to Survive on Spreaker or Spreaker.com. Hey, find us on Facebook, too. We're everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Google+.
Sure, I'm a Spreaker fan. I'm
if
a
you've
Spreaker
got,
fan.
If you've got an iZombie device, We got you. I zombies forever. I'm moving to Canada.
I am a zombie hunter.
I'm moving to Canada, Mark. I'm leaving.
Why?
I'm moving. Hey, did you know John Kerry is in Antarctica right now? He left Election Day to go to Antarctica. We have like two bases there. And I don't get it. I think he's going down there. He's getting ready for bullshit. He's running away to hide. He knew what was going to happen with the elections. He's going down to meet with ET. It's happening, Mark.
Mike dropped
everything. I'm going to Antarctica. Screw it. I'm going to Canada via Antarctica.
You need to.
How many days till Christmas? When is Black Friday? That's next week?
Yeah, I think 25 days.
Is that when everybody goes shopping and beats each other up and
I'm
then ends up going off?
I'm going to sing part of a song that I wrote.
You wrote a song.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
A beer. And a beer.
Yeah. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two slabs of bacon
beer.
And a beer.
And a beer.
On the third day of Christmas, he gave to me three turtle doves, two slabs of bacon, and a beer.
Eh?
That's all I know. Eh, Great White North.
It's a common theme. That's Canada. That's right. So, Mark, I understand you had some people from the city at your shop tonight. Do you want
to
talk about it? Is it an ongoing investigation? What's going on?
They were just checking up on me. They were just coming to see how things were. Yeah, that's it. Coming to see.
Community Commerce? Chamber of Commerce? Who was it?
They were like some sort of building development, some downtown development authority.
They're like, what's this place? We got to shut this down. We can't make this into a FEMA camp. So they're shutting you down?
No, they liked me. I showed them all these creepy weapons and stuff, and they were just, like, fascinated.
Did you put on the knight's helmet?
No, I showed
them
the
jousting outfit.
Yeah.
Right on. Gear to Survive is Mark's shop down in Winder, Georgia. So if you're in the Georgia area or Atlanta, just outside Atlanta, I guess, you can look him up. He's usually at knife shows, but I understand that you also expanded. You've got a 1,000-square-foot production facility now that you're leasing?
Yeah,
2,000
square feet? Yeah, some guys building holsters with me, and they're working it right now. It's going to go really,
what do you need
nice.
All the room for?
Because that's where all the holster stuff is going to be at.
Oh, okay. It's 2,000 square feet. How many guys are working there? 20?
Huh?
So I'm just saying that's a lot
three.
Of room.
It's a lot of equipment. It really is.
Okay.
It's going to go really nice, though. It's going to be nice. We're having our holsters all made up for next week.
What holsters? Kydex or leather or what?
Yeah, Kydex. Kydex. It's all being done now.
So when you wrap a holster or custom, are they all custom or you just have like a Glock 9 out there and you just have a template that looks, I mean, because it's
no,
a snug fit.
The mold.
Right?
We have the mold.
Okay. So you have like heat up the Kydex and shrink wrap it or vacuum form it over the mold?
Yes, it has to mold over it and then be pressed. And then you have to unseat it and work it and make sure it pops in out right. It's like a long process, but it's not as long as you think. But there's a few steps to do it.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Gear to Survive does custom Kydex sheaths for knives as well as Kydex holsters and Kydex just about anything custom. They do out of their shop down there in Georgia. So if you need, for instance, a hip holster or a concealed holster or a knife sheath or a five-way turnaround clasp, whatever you guys call it down there. Look up Mark on the Facebook. Gear to Survive. Custom job,
that's right?
Every single one is a piece of art.
Yeah, we do a good job, I'm telling you.
Well, I mean,
you find it
when you talk about custom like Kydex, though, you can do different colors, of course. But there's also different patterns and prints too. I saw you had one was, you know, "Don't Tread on Me" flag. That was good.
Right.
And then the knights.
I got the knife. I got the blue line. The knights. We got all sorts of them. Punisher with the Southern flag.
Yeah.
That's an all favorites. You know.
So when you're at the gun shows, are you like one of the only ones that has Kydex, or are there other people doing it, and it's like
a
big competition?
No, there's plenty of people that have them. Plenty of people.
Okay.
There really is.
So you're always trying to outdo them?
Of course. I want to make money.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
How many pink ones do you sell? A lot?
Not many. Not many at all. No. Not too many.
Bet you if you did some shows in San Francisco, you'd sell more pink ones. San Francisco.
You're funny. You take the blue pill. You take the red pill. And then zombies come out.
Sound like Homer Simpson.
I know. I got like two phones going. I'm on the phone with you guys doing a radio thing. That's really cool. My two cell phones are going crazy because I made a bunch of videos today. And people are calling me for stuff, which is nice. People like me. I'm just
different.
Are you
doing FaceTime right now?
I'm not doing FaceTime.
Oh,
I just don't have time for that.
Okay.
So, but I got a lot going on. But that's all right. I got to go deliver this medicine here in a few minutes. I have to go buy medicine for someone.
Hey, did Georgia legalize? Did Georgia legalize marijuana? Yeah. Are you at the weed shop right now?
No, no more weed stuff in Georgia.
Oh,
that's
right. It's
the
South.
Is it legal
not
up there?
Wisconsin, but Minnesota and Michigan and Illinois.
Well, that's what's wrong with the Vikings. They're all buying weed. That's why they keep losing.
Oh no, that law in Minnesota's. I don't know who wrote it. Three Stooges, I think. It's not really conducive to anything other than law enforcement. So I think law enforcement actually wrote the law in
I need to call my
Minnesota.
Buddy up there. I need to call Aaron up there and see what's going on in his head. He's not the same.
Probably because of that weed. Probably because of that devil weed.
Zombie.
Whoa. Zombies are among us. I got a little dehydrated this week because I was watching so many people cry on social media. I'm one of those people that I'm an empath, so I feel other people's feelings. I wasn't sad, but when I see people crying, I cry. Kind of like
right.
When I see people angry, I cry. I just think it's silly people.
I got dehydrated
taking...
too because I drank too much.
Okay. Yeah.
That always works.
Well, sorry about that. Yeah, well, that'll happen. You know, we do have the holidays coming up, so it's better to have a sober driver, if you know what I mean. A designated driver. So plan on that.
Oh, yeah.
You got any gun shows this weekend? Well, no, because you're old. Before Thanksgiving, hunting season is open, so gun shows should be, I don't know, busy, I guess? Or are people hunting?
The people are hunting. It is hunting season, so who knows? But I don't go hunting this year. I'm not doing it. I got too much other crap going on.
Where's the Gear to Survive van pulling into this weekend?
Cartersville, Georgia.
Okay. Look for Gear to Survive at the Cartersville, Georgia gun show. Gear to Survive Radio. Not going to be there. Maybe. I might do a remote, interview some people, take down some phone numbers.
Not really.
What?
It's actually Cartersville. Has been a tough show for us every year. I'm hoping this ain't a weekend where it's tough that I really need the sales. So we'll
really?
Find out.
They have a lot of they have a lot of earthquakes there. Cartersville.
No, it's just been a tough show. It's just tough
really?
Over there for some reason. The crowd. But we'll find out here in a few days.
I thought it was a quake-prone area.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout.
You went to Gear to Survive.
The day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Gear to Survive.
Zombies.
Right.
It's
Cartersville, Georgia, Gear to Survive this weekend.
That's right. We'll
get
be there.
Get your Black Friday specials. Well, actually, that's next week, but Cyber Monday, Black Friday, I don't really care anymore.
We had to do the show earlier, but it worked out this week.
Right on. You can catch Gear to Survive Radio pretty much on Tuesdays for a little while on the Blog Talk Radio site around 8:30 Eastern. You can catch us all the time, though, on the 24-hour radio feed. That's www.usaebn.org. That's our main site. We also have quake and zombie apocalypse preparedness information. You got to dig real deep for that zombie stuff. It's in there, though. I talked to Tim. I'm like, yep, it's zombies. Gear to Survive Radio is also on Spreaker. I know. I'm going to cut you off soon because I know you got to go to the liquor store. I mean,
no, I got to get some medicine for something pretty close. Pharmacy.
You're buying weed. Gear to Survive Radio is sponsored by Gear2SurviveKnifeShop.com. That's G2SKnives.com. Also sponsored by NebShipShop.com. NebShipShop.com. That's a place for sustainable survival. You can also find all of that and USAEBN on the social media. That's USAEBN.org, Facebook, USAEBN, and NebShipShop's on Facebook, and Gear to Survive's on Facebook. We're everywhere. Try to keep up with that. That's all the time we have for this episode. If you need more preparedness information, feel free to check out our Prep Academy. That's at USAEBN.org. I also have our Prep certification for the Prep Academy is free for the first course, and then you can get as aggressive as you want to. Cert training, prep, all of that. USAEBN.org. Stay safe, America.
This is the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, your source for reliable disaster preparedness information.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get two Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with two free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. Two free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.